This is wrestling superstar Virgil. You're listening to the Gulick Podcast with Frank and Steve. Check it out.
August 5th, 2015. I am Steve Gerwick of www.gerweck.net. Gerwick.net, your source for all your pro wrestling news since 1997. It's the latest edition of the Gerwick Report podcast, and today we have a very special guest. But first, let me tag in my longtime tag team partner, Frank D.
Hey, what's up out there? Let's go ahead and get to the guest, Steve.
Absolutely. We have a very special guest today, former WWF superstar, was in WCW with the NWO, and he is making a lot of waves on social media these days as The Real Virgil on Twitter. Definitely check him out there. And today, our very special guest, Virgil. How are you doing today, sir?
There comes a time when you need a helping hand. But the main thing that you need is that fuck money.
Oh, shit.
well, right off the top, tell us exactly what you're referring to.
I'm referring to that fuck money. That means that money just pops off your hand. You mean that fuck money. There's fuck money here. There's fuck money there. There's fuck money over there. That means that you need that money. And I want that money. After I get that money, I'm going to go right on the Olive Garden and have me some nice good spaghetti with thick, nice, hot meat sauce.
Oh, shit. With the Olive Garden, I'm like a million bucks. You know, they should have Virgil as an endorsed Virgil to do commercials for Olive Garden.
Who the fuck wouldn't want me? I'm a legend, man.
Right.
Goddamn right. I should be in the Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, I mean, you should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you know, if they can
don't
put...
Don't you think I should be in the Hall of Fame?
Hey, listen, you know what? If they can put in Drew Carey, they can put in Virgil, you dig?
How many guys worked on top like me and all in the Hall of Fame, right?
Majority of them are, yeah. Absolutely.
It's my time. My time! So why not?
What are you doing today, Virgil?
Give me that money.
He needs that fuck money, see, from the Hall of Fame. He needs that fuck money, you dig? He needs that money from the network. He needs that money. I mean, they're showing all types of Virgil matches on the network. The man should be getting that fuck money.
Yeah. You said, what am I doing now? You see, last night, me and Marilyn Manson had 18 hookers with us. I had 17, he had one. I threw him that one, you mean? Because I need 17 to get my groove on, you mean? And he had that one, and he was rocking his ass, you mean?
Now, Virgil, where was this party at?
He's my bro, one of my best friends, man.
He's your bro, one of your best friends, yeah. But where was the party at, man? Where did you have these 17 rats?
You want to know everything. You want to know where the party was at.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to get that room. Yeah, I'm trying to get that fuck boy money, you dig?
Green, yellow, blue, white, pink.
That's what I'm talking about.
All chicks, man.
Just like the rainbow.
Goddamn rainbow. Woo!
Oh, we wooing and shit. Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, I just pull that out of me, man. Like, you have 17 right there, man. You're rocking their world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, anytime you need some help with that, you
have to. That's normal for me. I might need help when I get, like, over, like, 22 or 23.
Oh, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can give you a scream out. Say, come on over and see what you can do.
Hmm.
He's saying, come on, send him on over here.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. You're talking about, you know, you get the ones that come up to the, you know what I'm talking about, Steve, the ones that give the private dances, you know, you go to strip
yeah.
club.
Yes, Steve, know, oh, yeah. I am the Hugh Hefner of wrestling.
I don't believe that, the black Hugh Hefner.
And I am Steve Jobs of wrestling.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in doing, like, a porno tape with, like, China or Tammy Lynn Sitch or something like that?
Who?
I don't think you go that far. We don't go that far.
He had mentioned China.
Now you talking about like a Kim Kardashian, right, Virgil?
Yeah, or Kim and the cute little goddamn sister she got with her too. She can add them on over.
Exactly, even the mama.
I love that booty when she put a glass up on her. I can hit that glass with a knife. that 14.5. Boom! That water won't even move.
Hey,
that shake.
That'll be the
like a little jellyfish.
Yeah, that'll be the movie 14 inches of Virgil.
Yeah, 14 inches and jellyfish.
Oh, shit.
Make it choke.
But seriously though, you should get with like Vivid, you know, Vivid Entertainment or something like that and be like, hey, listen, I'm Virgil, WWE, you know, superstar, WWE legend. And I got, you know, 14.
They might be making me an offer on, I'm a superstar. So I'm going to just take it and see what I want and work with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. 14, you know, 14 inch beat.
I'm in control.
Exactly.
It's my time and 14's time.
Oh, man. Do you think now with the...
Hey, God bless all the other legends, but I'm in the best shape of my life, man.
You actually can get around without having...
That's damn right. I just ran a marathon, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 17 different females. Yeah. So.
And last night, my dick just ran 3 marathons.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know. But
when I run, it's like a 3-legged horse race. You hear me right?
I feel you.
You hear that third leg hitting?
Yep.
It's bringing me up like a kangaroo.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I don't know if Steve feels you, but I feel you.
Yeah. I mean, tell me.
Yeah, I get you, man. I mean, I know about them, you know, 2-3 hours.
I am National Geographic shit.
Yeah, well, you know what? Your National Geographic shit should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. So, like, Vince McMahon, Triple H.
And I'm one of the greatest technical wrestlers alive.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when you won the $1 million, you know, championship and all that back in the day. I saw that stuff, man.
I'm up there with Bruno, Kurt Angle, Hulk Hogan, okay?
Hey, Virgil, what do you think about the Hulk Hogan shit that's going around right now anyways? I mean, you work with Hulkster, you know what I'm saying?
What I think about the Hulk Hogan stuff?
Yeah.
Brother, he never did nothing to me and never said nothing to me. To me, he's always a great, cool guy. I don't see no racism at all.
Did you ever see him screw anybody?
And I don't condone it.
Did you ever see him play favorites or have those tendencies?
Nah.
Yeah. Like, he was always very partial to Ed Leslie.
But he was on top of his game, bro. All business.
We just had,
all
unfortunately...
All day fuck money, baby. All day that fuck money.
Well, before you get to that, though, Steve, right quick.
Yeah.
Since Virgil's talking about this fuck money, Virgil, why don't you tell the listeners out there how they can help you get that fuck money? They got
to... I'm trying to make $1 million with a GoFundMe.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with the hustle.
A little bit from every person won't hurt him and it'll help me.
Right. Totally agree.
Yeah, if you've grown up watching wrestling, tell him to support me. You watched it, right?
Right.
I paid my dues, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, you were there, man. You were there with WWF. You were there.
Yeah, so you should be the first one to shoot some over, right?
Hey, I will.
Hey, $20 or $30 won't hurt you.
It won't
take no colon on your booty?
No, it won't. It really won't.
You'll still be the first two to shoot it over.
Frank's got money laying around.
I got
a lot.
I'm a baller, yeah, exactly.
Huh?
No, seriously, I'm a baller, though, really.
You're a baller?
Hell yeah.
Well, show me. Show me so I can see it.
Well, I'll go to your GoFundMe, and I'll send you something for real, straight up.
Okay, that sounds lovely from my heart, bro.
Yeah.
That's only 2 months of the network anyways. So
I get the network for free, Steve. I don't pay for that shit.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And I'm a good runner.
Yeah.
Hey, real quickly, Virgil, I want to ask you about Rowdy Piper. Of course, he just passed away, unfortunately. Yeah, I just wondered, favorite memories or maybe a favorite story of Rowdy Piper.
He's one of my best friends. Because he's kind of bring tears in me. He make me fucking tear up, man. One of the greatest
guys. Yeah, I might do that myself,
man. I remember I had WrestleMania 8. I mean, Piper was in my corner.
WrestleMania 7.
WrestleMania 7. Yeah. Sorry about that. He was in my corner, and he said, "Come on, Virgil, come on." I mean, I said, "Holy shit." I'm looking at him. He's on a goddamn crutch, you mean? And I just had to bring it home, bro. I had to bring it home, you mean? And me and him walked up back to that locker room with a win, man. I mean, I held him up while he walked on one goddamn crutch, you mean? And I said, "Holy shit, man." You mean, like, And when this happened to him, but I mean, like, it struck me. You mean, because he was in my corner for like two goddamn straight years, man.
Yeah, it was.
He always had my back, man.
Yeah. And,
man, I don't know what to say, man. I could pick his footsteps up now if I want to, man. He was one of the greatest guys out, bro. You bring the goddamn tears almost from my fucking eyes.
Yeah, we all felt the same way, man. Like, all the legends. I mean, I did a video the other day talking about Piper's death, and I'm just like, all the guys that, through my childhood, that I watched, like Warrior, Savage, Boss Man, all these different guys, and now Piper. We just lost Dusty Rhodes. It's like, crazy.
He was one of the greatest heels ever in the wrestling business. Number one heel.
Yep.
Number one heel, okay? And he made you a believer. He made you like him. You mean the way he did things, the way he just to shake his head and walk away and come back and kick you right in the ass. You mean?
Yeah.
He brought the wrestling to the utmost. You mean? Oh man, he's one of my pals, man. One of my buds. You mean?
Virgil, would you be open if WWE was to do a second season of the Legends House, right? Which the show that Roddy Piper was on the network.
I mean, that'd be great, but he called me about 2 weeks ago, man. You mean, I said, man, I had to call him and say, man, fuck, I love you, man. You mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the kind of guy, man, that can give you a call, Pipe give you a call and say, man, just to say, fuck, I love you, man. Hope everything's all right.
What is your current relationship with WWE?
That's really real wrestling because it never happens, man.
Like real friendship because, I mean, everything is a work. Yeah. But when those real friends, that means a lot.
Yeah, because everyone is so busy what they do.
Yeah.
Worldwide, you know? And how many guys want to give you a call and say, man, I love you, man. I mean, everything's working all right. And, yeah.
That's cool.
You don't find that in wrestling business, you know? Never.
No, if you do, they make DVDs about certain guys, but yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, in the business, I mean, I heard people say it all the time, and Scott Hall in particular says, in this business, you can make friends, you can make money, and it's cool
when
you can have
both.
Yeah,
I'm trying to build myself up, man, and try to get something going to make yourself some money, right?
Right. I mean, are you actually...
What is the fuck wrong with that, man?
Ain't nothing wrong
with it. What is wrong with trying to make some fuck money?
It ain't nothing wrong with it, because ain't nobody going to give you shit.
Look, and some people are saying, lonely Virgil. I'm not fucking lonely. If I was lonely, why would I have last night 16 bitches with me?
Right.
Huh? Would they say they were lonely? They said, no, they were well filled up. my dick was like a cafeteria. Or would you put it? Dickateria.
Oh, is that right? So you basically...
Woo-hoo! Woo! Riding on the holy roller coaster.
Yeah, so basically just, cream pie in the hose, huh?
Get in line, bitches, is all I'm saying. Line up. I want to ride next, baby.
Virgil was cream pie in the hose.
Yeah, I told one bitch, I said, you need two tickets to get on this ride. She said, I got them.
Oh, so you got Space Mountain beat, huh?
Yeah, I like Space Mountain, right.
Right, I feel you.
Yeah, the ones that had a wristband on, they can ride all night.
As long as they got the fuck money.
Huh?
As long as
the fuck money in a wristband.
Right.
They on that Ferris wheel. Woo!
Oh, shit.
You get membership for it.
So what do you think when they, like, post pictures of you, like, on the internet where you're, at your gimmick table, sitting there alone, nobody's by you, or you're at a train station all by yourself with a little poster WWF superstar Virgil.
They caught me at when things just first started, but when you check on the line, it's going down around the goddamn block, man. They don't want to show that, do they?
No, they really don't, because that's the thing. It's like
I have a line like goddamn William Shatner. They think it's like Star Wars 2.
I mean, because basically, they could be taking pictures before, you know, people get there.
My dick can go up in the space and hit one goddamn space mountain up there. Or hit the goddamn moon almost.
Right. And that's why I'm saying.
I should have been the next goddamn astronaut.
Well, you should be in. I mean, if you're talking like you got it like that, man, you should be in.
Yeah. I'd be a dick or not. I'd be close to Mars and just reach over and have my dick hit one of them fucking mountains right there. Pow.
Right.
Yeah, I just touched it. I said, how you touch it? No shit. That dick touches, isn't it? Okay, how about that? I can't hear you.
Hey.
You lost for words or what?
I'm lost for words, man. I'm lost for words simply because if you got it like that, man, you definitely need to be
to the real deal, baby.
You need to be in the porn business. So let me ask you this question, Virgil, real quick. What do you think about that CM Punk, that dude calling you a cunt on Twitter? Now, I know you got something to say about that.
He called me a cunt. How can you call me a cunt? I'm in the whole fuck money business right here, okay? And he don't know what a cunt is. A cunt is someone who's getting fucking laid. That's just bad karma.
Right.
I never did shit to his ass. What did I do to him? What did I say to him? I didn't ever say shit to him.
You really don't have a to him.
He just judged me like I'm another person. Like, what the fuck? I ran through his car or something? I don't know.
Yeah, where did that come from, Frank? Is it all of a sudden he just starts shooting on Virgil?
The door opens and closes the same way.
Yeah.
Watch out when you go down. Okay?
Yeah. I don't know the actual story, but all I know is that CM Punk, you know, did a pussy move and called Virgil a cunt. Like he does, you know, he'll call you a name and then he'll block your ass.
If that made him feel good by calling me a cunt, call me a cunt. Okay? If I got a 14.5-inch dick, how can I be a cunt? He must be the cunt, right?
I don't know. The guy's ex-coke.
He probably looked in the mirror where he took his shit, and his dick was up in his belly. Okay? When I take a shit, I got to hold my dick up or go down halfway down the damn toilet when I flush it.
Yeah.
So who is the cunt?
I
don't got no problem with him, man.
Yeah, well, because I don't know what the problem would be. I mean, obviously the guy should be respecting, you know, the legend.
Well, all I can say to him is, God bless you and good luck.
For sure. But I got to ask you, Virgil, though. You know, I was watching you back in WCW, and I gotta tell you, man, I know you're about getting that money, fuck money and all that. I know you're a hustler, you own your game and all that, but I got to ask you, man.
Curly Bill?
That's what I'm
saying. Best wrestler ever.
West Texas Rednecks, man. What was that?
Curly Bill is the best wrestler ever.
I prefer
the greatest faction of all time. Not the Horseman. Not the X.
Yeah.
Curly Bill.
Yeah, but how did you get in there? I mean, you went from Virgil, NWO, you were the leader of the black and white Hollywood NWO, and then you're Curly Bill with the West Texas Rednecks, and they're talking about rapid scrap.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Let me ask this question right quick, too.
Marilyn Manson is one of my homies. What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I got to ask you about Trump.
And guess what? He's a Curly Bill lover.
Well, that's what's up. I just saw him on Sons of Anarchy last season. You, Virgil... you know Charles Wright, right? The Godfather?
Yeah.
He said something about you. I want to get your comment.
About Papa Shango.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Godfather.
The Godfather, yeah.
Love him, man. My homie, bro.
That's cool, but I got to tell you what he said. He said that when the NWO was going down in WCW, when you made your debut in WCW, that was originally supposed to be his spot. And he says that they were negotiating for some big-time money, and then you came in and took lower money and basically, you know, fucked over the deal because you wanted to get back on TV. That's what
I was in Japan then. Ted Turner said, I want you to be the leader of NWO.
Right.
So I'm going to put you on a private jet and fly you back down to Atlanta, Georgia. I opened a briefcase up with a goddamn briefcase full of cash, man.
So how was that, man? Being going out there.
He said, the offer said you can be the leader of the NWO.
Right.
I said, I'm gonna give it to my right hand man, Hawkster, baby. Be one of the other guys.
But they could have worked with you, Virgil. I mean, you were, you know, a former $1 million champion. They could have worked.
Yes, they could have.
I mean, they were talking about Sting being the third guy. I mean, you would have came down there and bashed the Beast, man. The place would have, it would have been crazy because you out there with Hall and Nash. I mean, come on, man. That would have been.
Yeah. Okay, Sting drops out. He drops down from the rafters, right?
Right.
With a bat, right?
Right.
I can drop down from the rafters and swing my dick. I hit you with that like hitting a home goddamn home run. Pow!
Oh, man.
Hey, Bruce, that's bat. Now, what about that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
What is your current relationship with WWE? Are you on good terms with them? Are you under a Legends deal?
Brother, I love them. They're the greatest company in the world, bro.
So you're on good terms with them? They could call you
yeah,
tomorrow
trying,
and say...
I'm trying to get in the Hall of Fame, man. I'm trying to get in there, man.
I mean, Virgil...
I did something for the network last weekend in New York.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool, cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's
I'm a good guy, man.
Well,
how can you forget me, man?
You can't. You really can't. I mean, seriously, dude, you're all over the network. I mean, you're on the SummerSlams,
yeah.
You know. With
Rock.
The, yep.
Stone Cold. Triple
yeah.
H. And Virgil.
On that Mount Rushmore wrestling, right?
Same week.
Right. I mean, because you actually came
for
back.
The same league, baby.
You actually came back to WWE in, like, what, 2010? You were with DiBiase Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how was that experience?
But I love the kid, man. Good kid. But it was just a long time, you know? Long
yeah.
timing.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, the sequel is never better than the real thing. You know
totally
what I'm talking
agree.
About?
I totally agree. Yeah, I know exactly.
Totally
what you mean.
Agree, correct?
Yep.
I love the kid, man.
So Virgil, with your resurgence now, I understand that you have a documentary that you're going to be working on similar to that. I mean,
the only sequel better than what we did is Hot Shots 2.
Hot Shots 2. Sorry. Now, is that, and are you referring
greatest
to?
Greatest movie of all time.
Yeah. But as far as your own documentary goes that you're working on here, what can we expect and what's the story going to be? Are we going to be, you know, hearing from different people like maybe DiBiase Sr. coming on, talking about you, maybe Hawkster, Vince McMahon?
You'll see the real version, the hardship of my life, the real shit that I did, man.
That's yeah. Okay. So when WCW, Virgil, when WCW shut down, I'm assuming you had a guaranteed contract like the rest of the boys there then. What did you get as far as, like, you know, how come you didn't make the jump over to the WWF when WCW went under?
I'm talking about fuck money. I ain't talking about that right there. I'm talking about fuck money. You know?
Right, but it was all fuck money at WCW, right?
You have to ask other guys. You can ask Mike Buff Bagwell what he made, you mean?
Know? I want to ask him shit.
All I want is that fuck money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
what
I get you. I get you. I know exactly what you mean. Virtually, you're like me. You're a hustler. I understand
that's right. So we're like brothers of a different mother, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I know you got more questions for me.
Are you Jewish?
I'm just letting you guys go, man. I mean, you guys are like...
Are you Jewish?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm Puerto Rican and black, homeboy.
Damn. I guess we could be brothers of the same mother then, right?
That's right. Yeah, I ain't Jewish. I don't own Walmart.
We're like brothers and sisters, right?
Right, for sure.
Now, something I saw on your social media there, Virgil, you blew up on Dana White for the comments of wrestling's fake. I know you took exception to that.
Hey, Dana White said wrestling's fake, right?
Yep.
That's what he said.
What if
yep.
I spread my dick in his mouth? Is that fake?
Nah, that would be very, very real. Matter of fact, he probably would choke
yeah.
on it.
And look, some of my friends broke the ribs, you know what I mean, died, okay? Is that fake?
Ah. That was my point. You know, it was when Draw got paralyzed.
We were working then about 325, 330 days a year.
Right.
Well, I know it's
How
not fake.
How fake is that?
It ain't nothing.
Is that fake?
What are your thoughts on the current WWE product? You know, the PG era we went through, you know, obviously your era, then it was the Attitude era, now
but
we're kind of in this PG era.
Vince McMahon know what he's doing, okay? He know what he's doing.
Making money, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
He knows how to push the right talent and how to make talent really explode, man.
I mean, Virgil, though, but let me ask you this question. Do you feel that maybe at one point in the WWF, outside of winning the because when you won the $1 million championship, man, after that, I mean, you kind of went down the card a little bit there. Do you think the WWF at the time was utilizing you correctly? I mean, you should have at least held the IC belt.
I should have been king of the ring, IC champ, and the heavyweight champ of the world.
I mean, you could have been.
All at the same goddamn time.
Very possible. I mean, they gave it to Warrior, right? They gave Warrior.
No comment.
They gave Warrior the WWF and Intercontinental Championship. I mean, they could have gave Virgil the Intercontinental
Championship. No comment on that.
Yeah. I got comments about everything.
Well, you're not dissing a Warrior, are you there, Frank? I mean, Warrior's one of your guys.
Warrior's one of my guys, Steve. But let's be honest about it. I mean, this is.
I wasn't dissing him. Were you dissing him?
I wasn't dissing anybody. I bought the dude's shirt, Steve.
I know that's what I'm saying. You're not dissing the guy.
Oh no, I'm not dissing anything. I'm actually agreeing with Virgil, saying that he should have been Intercontinental Champion, WWF Champion, and King of the Ring at the same time. Because like I said, they gave it to Warrior. Warrior won that WrestleMania 6. I mean, for that time, he was the Intercontinental and the WWF Champion. So that's what I was getting right there. I was never dissing the Warrior. I was a big Warrior fan. Outside of his WCW run, now I want to talk about that. But I was a huge Warrior fan. So I'm just basically agreeing.
Good for you, my man. Good for you.
Exactly.
Am I going to get my fuck money or what?
Well, Virgil, we're definitely going to make sure you get your fuck money. And trust me, if you ever come out here to California, I'm telling you, I get all the hood rats on the stroll. You dig?
I'll be there soon. I'm doing a roast at the Comedy Store.
Oh, is that right? Well, why don't you tell the listeners about that?
I want you to follow me up.
Tell the listeners about
that. Tell people about that when it comes out.
We definitely can do that. Anything to promote the real Virgil and not the lonely Virgil, because that lonely Virgil is bullshit. Anything
follow me on all my social media and buy my t-shirt.
Right. Tell the people how to get that.
And autographs.
Yeah. Tell the people how
to get that. I got the Tuck Money t-shirts. I got the Virgil Wrestling Superstar t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And tuxedo. I got a tuxedo t-shirt. Looks tough.
Okay. How can people get those T-shirts?
Pro Wrestling Tees.
All right. And those T-shirts are $20 a pop?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to have to get one of them Plug Money T-shirts.
Right. And buy my autographs, because they're the greatest autographs ever in the world.
Now, Virgil, you'll be...
Almost like Michael Jordan. No, it's like Michael Jordan. Not almost, it's like Michael Jordan.
Besides the documentary, are you working on a book or a podcast or anything like that for the future?
I'm working on my Fuck Money song because it's going to win a Grammy. But you hear that? Fuck Money song is going to win a Grammy. So I want you to be there when – maybe you can present me the Grammy when I win it.
Maybe so. I mean, I am here in Cali, you know what I'm saying? So that's where all the epicenter of the bullshit happens. So, yeah, maybe so. I mean, but seriously, Virgil.
You're in the heartbeat of music, man.
I'm the heartbeat of music, the heartbeat
no,
of...
No, you're in the heartbeat of music.
That's right, and the heartbeat of gangs, too. You know what I'm saying?
And I want my dick to play drums in this.
You can actually do that out in Hollywood.
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can be up there, and my dick is hitting that drum. Boom, pop, pop, boom, pop, pop, boom, pop, pop, boom, pop, pop, boom. And while I'm hitting the cymbals.
Yeah, we you know something, Steve? We got to get Virgil some hood rats.
Goddamn right.
Got to get Virgil some ratchets.
I think that would be your department there, Frank.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maryland got me covered.
Oh, Maryland
got me covered.
Well, that's good. Then Maryland can cover me, too.
We had a dick buffet last night, you mean?
Right.
We said, holy shit, what we got here?
Are you enjoying this edition of the Gruick Report podcast?
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Did you know that every edition of the Gruick Report podcast, the GRP, is archived at www.gerweck.net?
Really? Really?
Really?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
The Gurek Report podcast has interviewed some of the biggest stars in the wrestling business.
Hi, I'm Eric Bischoff.
This is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
Stevie Richards.
Former WWE superstar Ricardo Rodriguez.
Teddy Long.
Ron Simmons, a.k.a. Farouk.
Christopher Daniels.
This is Frankie Kazarian.
The Honky Tonk Man, the greatest intercontinental heavyweight champion of all time.
Matt Hardy.
Rob Van Dam.
Paul London.
Ted DiBiase, the Billion Dollar Man. You remember me?
Terry Reynolds, and you are listening to the Gurek Report podcast with Steve Gurek and Frank D. I don't miss it, neither should you.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You can now listen to the
Gurek Report podcast
on the free TuneIn Radio app, featuring over 100,000 real radio stations, over 4 million podcasts streaming live from every continent, offering unprecedented access to listen to anything, anywhere. TuneIn lets you listen to over 100,000 real radio stations and more than 4 million podcasts from every continent, 200,000 mobile downloads per day. Available on iPhone, iPad, Android tablets, Windows 8, BlackBerry, Amazon Kindle. Available in over 200 branded products with millions of devices sold worldwide, including Samsung Smart TV, Roku, Sonos, Sony PlayStation, Amazon Echo, Panasonic Vieira TV, Logitech Squeezebox. TuneIn brings streaming radio to cars, including GM, Ford, BMW, Tesla, Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, Nissan, Fiat, and more.
Hey, what's up out there? I'm Frank D of GRP and Gurek.net. The official t-shirt store of Gurek.net is up and running. It's ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurek. 4 great designs, 3 GRP t-shirts, and 1 Gurek.net t-shirt up there right now for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. You got the Raw style GRP shirt, the Nitro style GRP shirt, and the ever popular black and white NWO style GRP t-shirt, plus the official Gurek.net t-shirt as well. Like I said, $19.99 plus shipping and handling. You can show your support today for the GRP and Gurek.net. They ship domestically and internationally. You can pay with your credit card, debit card, or your PayPal account. It is a win-win situation. So check it out today, ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurek. And thank you for your continued support of the GRP. And for the latest pro wrestling news, check out Gurek.net. For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerwek.net. Gurek.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
And Virgil, I was reading, you also have the Young Bucks, are your homeboys?
Goddamn right.
Well, tell us about
them guys, man.
Yeah.
Them guys are awesome.
They're my homies. I trained them, man. Homies. Hear me hit my heart?
Yeah.
I taught them everything I know.
So the super kicks and all that shit, that was all you?
Goddamn right. Super kicks. All of them kicks and double goddamn splashes.
And Super Kick City and Bullet Club, that's all Virgil.
Yeah. How about this? The Super Kicks dicks. Oh, or put it this way, Super Dicks.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, that shit would work. You should have the Super Dicks.
Right, I showed them one move when they come with Super Dicks to the throat.
Right. See,
when they do that flip off and they kill that. That super dick, poof, hit you right in the throat.
But seriously, Virgil, you should be on, you know, you probably should have your own podcast, you know what I'm saying? Because basically, I mean, you know, fuck money with Virgil. And you can sub.
Hey, I'm working on one now. It's called Bad Advice with Virgil.
Hey, there's nothing.
I'll be teaching all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you should be. I mean, teaching us how to clock the hose and all that.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Hey, Virgil, do you watch Ring of Honor or.
Who?
Do you watch Ring of Honor or TNA?
What,
do you watch
what?
Ring of Honor or TNA?
Ring of Honor, TNA. Come on, check that.
Watch those. Okay, what do you think of those? What do you think of those shows?
My boy Moose.
Yeah, Moose, Ring of Honor. Yeah.
That boy's a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you been even?
He stole my goddamn haircut.
Yeah. Well, we've also done that. We've all.
But taken, I still like that Moose man. I love that Moose man.
Yeah, we've
he
all.
He took my haircut. I still love him.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, Virgil, seriously, when you come out here with this fuck money thing, you know all these rappers are going to start selling that from you, right? You know, like...
You better trademark
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, Drake and all them and Lil Wayne and all these people, they're going to start, you know, selling fuck money from you.
Okay, you know where you heard the fuck money at.
Virgil.
The first place you heard it at is where?
They've heard it from Virgil, the real
Virgil. I can't hear you. What did you say?
I heard it from Virgil.
Thank you.
Curly Bill.
Okay, you heard it from the Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you own the name Virgil, or is that still a WWE trademark?
That was a WWE trademark.
Don't matter about none of that, Steve.
Okay.
Oh man, that doesn't mean nothing. Come on, man. Yeah, that's.
But I still own the word Django.
I mean, that don't mean nothing. I mean, listen, the man worked for the company.
Django on chain, bitch.
Yeah.
You can that's mine.
You can own that shit, too. It doesn't matter about copyrights and intellectual property.
Look, I'm like Martin Luther King. Everything.
What do you think of Ronda Rousey?
Oh, I'm an enslaver, goddammit.
Well, we hope that you do. What do you think about Ronda Rousey, Virgil? Because I heard you say that all white girls look alike.
What did you say?
I said, what did you think about Ronda Rousey? Because I heard you say all white girls look alike.
I love that chick. She's a good friend of mine.
Oh, is that right? Well, you got to hook a brother up, man.
Oh, you want to get hooked up with Ronda Rousey?
Oh, hell yeah. Ronda Rousey can knock me the fuck out.
Get distracted from her job, man.
Yeah, well,
I got 14 and you that distract her and you fuck around and come there and you're going to be all fucked up. I stay focused on her fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm focusing on, see her fights.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want her to knock the shit out of me, literally, you know what I mean?
But well,
34 seconds
fight,
ain't much to say.
Who is she going home with?
Well, I think she'll have to go. It's going to be
it might be Soul Train Jones.
Right. It might be Soul Train Jones, or it might be, you know, Frank D from the AV. And, yeah, I'll just, you know, whip the pussy.
Okay. It's a big dick buffet. Okay. You can choose what you want.
Absolutely. Steve, you got to come in.
I've never been in the day old section.
Right. You got to come
in. I'm always in the fresh section.
Yeah. You got to come in on this, Steve. It's like an Oreo. You know what I mean?
That's what I feel like right now. I'm the cream in the middle here, I think.
I'm the goddamn butt cake. Oh, shit.
What's up, funny homie?
Oh, man.
Now, I know you don't want to go down this road very far, but what is your current relationship with the Million Dollar Man?
Brother, I love Teddy. He's my brother, man.
Do you guys get along these days or not really?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, I had to ask because if we do this interview and we don't ask, we're going to say, why didn't you ask about the Million Dollar Man?
He's doing his and I'm doing mine.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair enough. Hey, Virgil, looking back on your career, do you have any regrets?
Not just being the leader of the corporate ministry. I'm just took it from me.
Oh man! Hey, but you know what?
I should have been the leader.
But Virgil, you—I mean, how come you weren't the leader of the Wolf Pack?
Of the powers that be.
Black is Dracula.
corporate ministry of darkness.
Or they could just call me Blackula.
Yeah, well, I don't. Honestly, I don't think that would work.
Never know.
I think Virgil.
That's my only regret.
Yeah, that's crazy. His only regret in his solo career, Steve, is not being the leader of the, what do you say, the Ministry of Darkness or the corporate ministry.
Yep.
I think he should have been the power that be for the Undertaker. Now, that would have been pretty interesting.
And not having sex with Sapphire.
Oh wow! God rest her soul.
How to rock the world.
Any good Dusty Rhodes stories?
I love the man. Love him. Leader of the locker room. Always had a smile. Had two great boys in the business, man. Very cool guy.
Yeah, I remember Virgil.
Now I could be, I am the American dream.
Exactly. As soon as you get that fuck money, you're definitely going to be the American dream.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I think I mean
you can hear it. You can hear it popping, can't you?
Yeah, I can definitely hear you. I mean, I can definitely hear you, man. Seriously, and I hope that you and with the help of you know Frank D and Steve Gerwig, you're definitely going to get to that $1 million.
Thank you very much.
I mean, we definitely will help you assist you in doing that. If 50 Cent can have $1 million and fuck it over,
I mean, if you want to book me for some shows because I'm definitely available.
Well, I tell you what, man, you need, reach out.
I could be the greatest manager in the business.
You can be the greatest. Seriously, though, honestly, you know, a few years ago, the Iron Sheik, man, had a huge resurgence in popularity in his career. And I'm definitely, I mean, right now I can see you on the Howard Stern show and all that shit.
Yeah, Howard's going to call me.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm surprised TNA, the dead brand, ain't called
you. I'll figure it out.
Exactly. I mean, wrestling the legend Virgil. I mean, come on.
He won't bring me in just because he heard, like, 14. What? No right. Shit. He's gonna jump off and say, man, goddamn, I should have been had you here.
Have you ever been approached by TNA? They ever call you?
I was with Billy Corgan last night.
Oh, wow. So are you going to be coming in for TNA? Our Global Force Wrestling with Jeff Jarrett.
We were talking about the business last night, you mean?
So at some point, we can assume that we're going to see WWE legend Virgil probably crossing over into TNA. Because that place down there needs as much help as they can get. You already know this.
You never know where my dick go.
Now, is that a message for Dixie or what?
Never know.
I don't know, Frank. They're getting rid of talent. I don't know if they're
bringing
talent.
I've got the job. I've got the skills, okay?
Well,
whatever
what,
it takes.
You know what, Steve? Honestly, they're getting rid of talents, but they ain't got 14 inches of BBC like Virgil. That's the bottom line. So.
Is that what they need?
I'm ready
to prove something.
Once you go black, you don't go back. You dig? So that's what the fuck it's going to be. So, you know, fuck all that dumb shit. As soon as Virgil gets down there to TNA, he's going to put the fucking deal to TNA.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. And that's what Dixie's going to be saying. Amen.
This interview like no other.
I love Dixie Carter, so.
Oh, I love her, too. I'd bang her in heartbeat.
I'm not distracted by that.
Or Stephanie McMahon.
I'm not going to disrespect you, man.
I'm not disrespecting her either, man. I'm telling the truth. See, that's the thing about me. I don't give a fuck. Because,
I got nothing but respect for her, man.
That's great. I'm glad that you do. I'm glad.
You got a place for the boys to work, man.
And you know something? Seriously, that's what it's, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, we come on here on our podcast all the time, and we talk shit about TNA, but we don't ever want to see TNA go out of business, because once they go out of business, that's going to be less places for the wrestlers to have work, and we don't need that. We need everybody getting their fuck money.
I want my boys to work.
Exactly.
Everywhere, man. Do they will work. And one place out of business is less work.
Exactly. I mean, WWE ain't going to be picking up everybody except Virgil.
Yeah, more places where people can work at, man.
Exactly. You need that. You need that Olive Garden, man. You need that Scissor, that Red Lobster. You need all that shit.
No, I need the Olive Garden and goddamn meat sauce.
Yeah.
That ain't.
Well, I tell you, the only thing
I need right now.
I tell you what, man. If you ever, like I said, you coming to Cali, whatever. If you ever come to California, whatever, we hook up, man. I'll take you to Olive Garden. I can go up there and
I will be seeing you soon, and I will remember this conversation because we're gonna go eat our ass off at Olive Garden and have about 4 big plates of spaghetti with about a bucket of goddamn meat sauce on it.
You know what? I can afford it. It's all good.
Okay. So make sure you miss that goddamn. Start up that send that money, that fuck money in there.
Well, I got fuck money, and I bring my brother on. My brother's got a bunch of fuck money.
If people want to book me, they can take me out to Olive Garden all over America. I'm talking about Hawaii, Alaska. We can't leave them out.
Right.
And all around the world they want to.
Right, right. So we definitely have.
I never did not one drug. I never smoked a cigarette in my life. Never drank a beer in my life, okay?
You know who else hasn't done that either? And he was very successful in his business.
Okay, you say CM Punk is straight edge, right?
I don't believe that.
I'm goddamn straight edge.
Yeah.
That's straight edge where you never had a piece of liquor never hit in your lips.
So has Triple H.
Pardon me?
I said so has Triple H. Triple H is also like you. Never done any of that stuff. And that's why he's
a good guy, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Good guy.
Yeah, that's why he's successful in his business.
Yeah.
You ever thought, yeah, I mean, Virgil, have you ever been like approached by WWE to actually go like down to NXT and teach the youngsters how to do things around? I mean, you were around some of the big time players in the business, DiBiase, Hogan, Andre the Giant.
I teach everywhere I go.
Right.
I was gonna say about a wrestling school.
Fountain of knowledge.
The Virgil Wrestling School.
The Virgil Wrestling School. That's like
get your fuck money right there, man. Teaching these people out here who watch.
If we can attach that wrestling school to the Olive Garden, we're in business.
Exactly. I'm telling you. I mean, seriously, we got to make this happen. Virgil has got to be the spokesperson for the Olive Garden. I mean, if they can have Jarrett you know, with his fat ass being the you know, that pedophile being the spokesperson for Subway. Virgil, WWE legend.
I am the poster boy of America.
Exactly. You are truly the American dream.
I can't write the American dream.
Exactly. The wrestling superstar, 14-inch dick. What more can you ask for?
You can't ask for no more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Virgil, do you have the WWE Network? Do you watch it?
I peep it sometimes here and there, man.
Now, what do you think of it overall?
I'm always busy, man.
Yeah.
Always busy getting that fuck money, Steve.
What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing.
I'm waiting for yours to send it.
Virgil.
Okay, is it on the way? It's coming from Kelly,
yeah, Frank,
right?
Hit him up, Frank.
I'm going. I'm going to support Virgil and see Virgil.
Okay. Is Frank going to do the same thing?
For Frank D right here, man. I'm going to do it. You got me.
Got 2-1, right? Got 2-2, right?
Exactly. I mean, come on, Steve. You got
You show me the love. I'll show the love back. Love ya.
Come on, Steve. You got some fuck when you're lying around.
Yeah.
Open that damn wall up, Steve. Open it up. And let all them damn flies out and let them hunters come out here.
Hey, Virgil, what dates do you have coming up? Are you making some more personal appearances?
I'll be in Brooklyn, SummerSlam weekend. Brooklyn, New York, that is.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of...
Got a couple gigs in New Jersey in September. I'm doing something with Comedy Central.
You're going to have a Virgil roast eventually?
Yes, indeed.
All right. That sounds good.
We're going to call barbecue.
Oh, barbecue. Okay. Well, let me ask you this question right quick, Virgil.
He can roast my 14 inches up on that.
I don't know if you want to do that or not, man. You won't be able to use it.
Put some ketchup on it, and it won't get burned. Put some goddamn pads of aluminum foil up on there.
Yeah, well.
Some mayonnaise on it.
I don't know if that's a good idea. You might. I don't know. I'm
tell us, smoker's board.
Let me ask you this right quick. Oh shit!
Sauerkraut.
You know, Frank, people won't believe this interview.
Come on.
No, they won't believe it because it's like the greatest interview of all time that we've done here on Gerwick.net.
Close your eyes and think of this 14-inch dick with ketchup on it.
Yeah, hey, listen, all the ladies listening out there, Virgil is talking to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to listen.
I mean, Virgil, you ought to be, I mean, seriously, you are, you know, sound to me.
He loves it.
You a Mac, you a straight up player, right? You a Mac, right?
A Mac.
Hell yeah, you're a player, right? I mean, you really are. I mean,
I'm the world champion of wrestling. We talking about?
Yeah, you're the world champion of wrestling, man. You are the real godfather. I mean, 17.
I'm the world chamberlain of wrestling.
Yeah, so I mean, 17 in one night, man. And Marilyn Manson only had one, and I think he won a couple of Grammys. I mean, what does that tell you?
I'm the Marilyn Manson of wrestling.
Right, and you should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All the accomplishments that you've done, I mean, you know, WWF.
How are we going to make that happen, people?
We got to get a petition started or something.
Okay.
Change.org. Let's get this shit. I mean, Vince McMahon, he knows the deal, man. Triple H knows the deal. Stephanie knows the deal. They got to put Virgil in the Hall of Fame. You cannot
start your show every week and tell people. You start that on your show and every week and tell people, right?
That definitely can be done. It definitely can be done. I'll send a shout out about this every single week when we
make a change and make it a better place.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, Virgil's got
see my ass on a fuck money train.
Right, we had the first black president, and now we need Virgil in the WWE Hall of Fame. Steve, we got to. This has to happen. Because without
in slavery, come on.
Without Virgil, there would not be a WWE. I mean, this guy contributed so much to the company. I mean, fuck Hogan. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Virgil was there in the middle of all that shit. So you got to put
Rock.
You got to put all that.
Hogan, Bruno,
Bob
Backlund,
all these different guys.
Yeah, Virgil's got to put us over on social media too. He's got like 13,000 followers now on social media.
Yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, so put us over on social
media. Jericho, Lesnar.
Just say you did the greatest. You just did the greatest interview you've ever did with the Gerwick Report podcast.
Gerwick Report podcast.
No, we just
Gerwick Report Podcast. GRP.
GRP, exactly. You did an interview with Frank D and Steve Gerwick, and Frank D kept the 1,000 with you at all times.
Am I going to get my fuck money?
You said what?
Am I going to get that fuck money?
Hey, man, you'll get that fuck money. Don't worry about it. Money. As long as you hook me up with Ronda Rousey, man, you'll get that fuck money. Straight up. See,
Okay, you show all these people around the world that Virgil is a good, great person. Especially a real good person.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All around the world, bro. I'll support you all around the world.
Well, we definitely appreciate that here on GRP. For real, straight up. And I'm straight up G about mine.
Okay. I'm very, very grateful, and I need my wrestling fan support.
Absolutely.
I'm very, very grateful.
Absolutely, because people love you, Virgil.
I'm trying to entertain my fans. That's all I'm trying to do.
And you're doing a damn good job, and you're doing a damn good job doing it.
I'm trying to turn the haters into lovers.
Well, you know what, man? You know, seriously, though, you always going to have haters. You always going to have haters because people ain't never going to understand the philosophy of Virgil. They'll never understand it. They'll never get it.
Yeah, but you got to just, like, fuck the haters, right?
Exactly. That's how I look at it. Fuck the haters.
Mm-hmm. A lot of jealousy out there.
Yep.
I guess it's a compliment that they hate me.
Exactly. Because they spend even, I mean, just to take an ounce of your day, a time of your day, to say you hate Virgil, that right there is an accomplishment because they even thought about it.
Okay, they're talking about me. They're thinking about me.
Exactly.
They're putting effort into me. So
exactly.
I must be on your mind.
Right. Exactly.
Buy my T-shirt. Buy my fuck money T-shirt. Buy both my Virgil Wrestling Superstar shirt and the Virgil Tuxedo shirt and put that money into the, you know where to put it at.
Yep. And they got it right here. Triple.
Buy my autograph and book me too.
Yeah. Triple W.
Manager of Champions.
www.gofundme.com/makevirgilamillion. That's where you go to give Virgil that fuck money. Also, you can follow Virgil at The Real Virgil on Instagram and The Real Virgil on Twitter. And also, prowrestlingtees.com/Virgil line is where you get that fuck money T-shirt. That's what's up.
Love you guys, man. Love you guys.
We appreciate you listening to this edition of the Gerwick Report podcast. All Gerwick Report podcasts are available at www.gerweck.net. Also check out gerwick.net for all your pro wrestling news, polls, pay-per-view results, TV recaps, WWE, TNA, and ROH talent rosters. Follow the Gerwick Report podcast on Twitter at Gerwick Report. Follow Frank D on Twitter at RealFrankDEE. Follow the Gerwick.net website at Gerwick. Also, follow us on Facebook. Join our discussion group. On Facebook, simply search Gerwick Report Podcast. Like us on Facebook. Also, you can listen to previous editions of the GRP on TuneIn and at Stitcher. And if you enjoyed the podcast, definitely spread the word about the podcast. Tell your friends on Twitter, on Facebook, and get the word out about the GRP. We definitely would appreciate your support. Also, you can check out our Pro Wrestling Tees store. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/Gerwick. Or while you're at prowrestlingtees.com, just simply type in Gerwick. Stay tuned for the next edition of the Gerwick Report podcast.